I remember when I was above TV. I was so spiritual. Oh, TV. I can't believe they watched TV. I was a higher consciousness TV snob. Anybody ever been one of them? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I call. I am superior. I am superior.
Probably watch.
Well, if you want to watch something spiritual, it needs to be reality for you. So you need reality. So don't forget.
So you watch Heaven Gate from time to time.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing.
That's real American.
I'm glad to see you here because I'm not the same person I was when I left at all.
At all.
So whenever I make a shift, I don't know. Whenever I make a shift, I'm always curious to see who shows up in my classes when I get back. Yeah, because some people are gone forever. Whenever I make a shift and it's a break and I don't come, they're gone forever. You know, the ego say, "Oh, it's an escape!" Oh, they're gone. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. That's absolutely cool. And then new people come in, and so I was curious as to who were the people. Who's here tonight for the first time? Yeah. I guess everybody, if you want to be spiritual smart in it or something. You know what I'm talking about. You know,
well, we all here for the first time.
I know. Good. I'm counting on it. So I'm excited that you're still on the journey with me. So we're going to be on page 303 in the text. I'm going to talk about the two uses of time and how you can have the answers to everything that you want in an instant. Is that worthwhile?
Okay.
We're going to see what the core says. Okay, we're talking about having healing in an instant. Healing in an instant. Healing in an instant.
Cool.
Healing in an instant.
I'm ready.
I'm going to read a paragraph. You may not understand what I just read, even though it's English. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to read something, and you may not understand what I'm saying, even though it's English. And then I'm going to come back and go back over it again. Try me. Watch. Paragraph 10. Time is inconceivable without change, yet holiness does not change. Learn from this instant more than merely that hell or fear doesn't exist. In this redeeming instant lies heaven, which is happiness, and happiness will not change, for the birth into the holy present is salvation from change. Change is an illusion taught by those who cannot see themselves as guiltless. Change is an illusion taught by those who can't see themselves as guiltless. There is no change in heaven because there is no change in God. In the holy instant in which you see yourself as bright with freedom, you will remember God. For remembering God is to remember freedom. Now, how many of you all just experienced exactly what I said you would experience? That I read English to you and you did not know anything that I just said. Anybody had that experience? Kind of like raise your hand. Isn't that amazing? But you know English, right? So that was something that you probably didn't want to hear so much that you didn't even understand what I said. Because you understand English. That's amazing, isn't it? So let's go back through it and we'll hear it. First sentence says, time is inconceivable without change. Whenever we think about time, we always think about a change. We think about time and we think about changes in time all the time. So we don't even have a concept of time without change. But your innocence, which the court says is your holiness, your power, doesn't change. Your power doesn't change. How beautiful you are, and how innocent you are, and how wonderful and free you are, doesn't change. That's what the course calls holiness. Learn from this instant. Did it say this instant? It says learn from this instant more than merely that hell, which the course describes as fear. It doesn't describe hell as a physical place so much as it describes hell as fear. That if you're in fear and conflict, you're in hell. Okay, so when it says learn this instant more than merely that your hell doesn't exist, you also need to learn that in this very instant lies your happiness. Not only in this instant does not my fear exist, in this instant, this is where my love exists. This is where my power exists. This is where my life exists. This is where I exist. I exist in this instant. So not only is my fear non-existent, because my fear is based on something I'm remembering from the past or something that I'm projecting in the future according to the course. So if I'm afraid right now because I'm thinking of something from the past and I'm thinking of something from the future. So the course is saying what I need to realize right now is that the stuff that you're afraid of is basically only existing in your mind if it's not happening right now. Mm-hmm. So your fear doesn't exist. But instead of freaking out about that, all the happiness and the good feeling that you want is also in this instant too. My ego always said, and where in the hell is it? You know, you have to let your ego say its thing, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and let it say it, you know. Let's go deeper. Ready? So that means that heaven, which is reality, the Course in Miracles calls reality heaven. That when you're in the state that you were meant to be in, that it's heaven. That's what it means. It's not talking about streets paved with gold. It's talking about you're in a complete state of total and complete bliss and fulfillment. You're in heaven. And the Course says if it's real, if it's heaven, it will not change. For birth into the healing instant is salvation from change. Okay. You have been born into a healing instant the minute that you are back to the love that you are meant to be, and you won't change. First we were total love, and then we went into total crazy.
I got that.
Got that? Okay. And then we're going to go through what we call our spiritual path. We're going to go back into sane, and it'll never change again. Been there, done that. So when you are in a healing moment, you're just in a moment that you're not going to change your mind about how loving and wonderful you are.
Cool.
That's when you're in a healing moment. When no matter what you're telling yourself, you won't let that make you change your mind about how wonderful and beautiful and loving you are. That's the, like it says right here. Right here it says, there is no change in heaven because there is no change in God. But I'm going to go up for a little bit further. There's a big sentence I want to say in there. He says, in heaven, which is love, will not change, but birth into the healing present is salvation from change. I'm being saved from always going through changes. You're being saved from continually going through changes. But if you're going to go through a change, if you're going to go through a change, then now change is going to be taking you more and more toward the things that you desire and that really bring you joy.
Cool.
Yeah. If you want to stop going through a whole bunch of changes, if you want to stop going through a whole bunch of changes, if you want to stop going through a whole bunch of needless changes, you learn how to see yourself as guiltless. If you can't see yourself as innocent, you have to go through a bunch of changes. If you can't see yourself as innocent, you have to go through a bunch of changes. So if you want to stop going through a lot of changes and reach a stability of love, you must learn to see yourself as innocent. Change is an illusion taught by those who cannot see themselves as guiltless. So I don't see myself as innocent. I'm going to take myself through a whole lot of changes. And what happens in this world?
You're guilty, you're sinful. So we have learned to believe that we're guilty, which forces us to go through changes to get back to where we really are, which was innocent. So now you're seeing all the things you're going through to get back to where you really are, which is innocent. This is all the stuff you went through to realize your innocence one day.
All right. There is no change in heaven because there is no change in God. Okay, that's the same as saying there is no change in love because there is no change in love. There is no change in my love for you because there is no change.